This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. I have an exciting topic today, talking about a ministry that has been working on this for a few years, and God has come through. A miracle has happened. I'm so excited. I've been watching the whole time and praying for our friends at Bridget Grace Ministries, and they are creating a legacy for the future for sure. But they're reaching families right now, and that's so exciting. So I have two fabulous people with me, Pastor Javier Mondragon and also Kelly Packnett, who is an important part of this ministry. Thank you to both of you for being here. And Pastor Javier, let me ask you, what was this vision all about? What are you trying to accomplish at Bridge of Grace?
Thank you, Melissa, for having me. Thank you. So we've had this dream for a long time. We are here in Southeast Fort Wayne, and we wanted to have a comprehensive capital campaign that would address different issues. So we call it Hope Unleashed. We believe hope is so important, especially the hope of Christ, right, that we can bring to our communities, our neighbors here in the Mount Vernon Park neighborhood. And so this capital campaign was focused on housing. So H stands for housing, to buy more properties in our community, to convert them from rental to home ownership. And then the O stands for opportunity, which is more in the economic development. We know that our neighbors need more opportunities to have a better economy.
Yes.
And then the P is for progress, which is more the quality of life, to continue to increase the quality of life, that physical aspect that God wants us to have, right, for everybody to be able to enjoy more of the amenities in our community. And then the E, which is one of the most important ones, is the education.
Yes.
So constructing an early learning center that will have a capacity for 250 children that we will be able to serve, and then a clinic that will provide health access to our community. We are very, very excited about that.
That's a lot. And you guys have been on this campaign. But I have to say, I feel like God came through in such a quick way, even though it might have felt long to you guys. Raising close to $18 million, go God. And thank you for your vision for that. And Kelly, I know you've been right along this journey. Tell us your role at Bridge of Grace and what this has meant to you. What are you looking forward to now?
I'm the Early Childhood Development Director for Bridge of Grace. And I came about that role by being an elementary teacher for about 15 years in the city, inner city.
Yes.
The last 5 years, I worked at Wambonstadt Academy, which is directly across the street from Bridge of Grace. So when I got this opportunity, in the perfect timing of God, I jumped on it because, you know, our students at Wambonstadt are struggling.
Yes.
Students all over the state of Indiana are struggling. 1 in 4 children are not reading on grade level at third grade, and we know that has dramatic impacts to children's success, that if they're reading or not at third grade, right?
Amen.
And so I know from research and just my personal experience that quality early education is the key to breaking the cycle of poverty.
Yes.
It's the key to ensuring kindergarten ready for success. And once they enter kindergarten, they're on a trajectory, you know, for total success.
Yes.
So right now, our teachers are struggling, not because they're not qualified, because they're amazing, not because our students and families aren't amazing, but because we're just coming and we're not ready.
Yes.
So I am so excited about the clinic and the holistic part of it, but specifically the Early Learning Center. It's going to be called the Early Years Academy.
Nice.
It's going to be opening August 12th is our projected date of opening, and I think it's going to be big impacts for children and families today, but we know generational impacts as
well. Amen. It's a 46806 area code area and surrounding area. And so I'm praying for God to just continue to bless that. So real quick then, Kelly, tell us, Bridge of Grace hosting public tours, where and when?
Yes, the public tours are happening June 12th. You can come in the morning from 10 to 1, or you can come in the afternoon from 4 to 7. And we actually, at Wambonstadt Academy, we're really closely working with Fort Wayne Community Schools, and they are having a big remodel, actually addition to their building as well. So we're going to combine open houses June 12th from 4 to 7, and you can see both things and see part of the over $37 million investment we've had in this block. So if you want to come on out and see that in the evening, it'll be fun. But if not, come June 12th, 10 to 1.
Sounds good. Pastor Javier, what's your final word of invitation for people to come visit?
Well, you mentioned at the beginning, Melissa, it's a miracle. And we believe that God does miracles and is so good for our community. We are so thankful to our funders, to the people who pray for us, the people who volunteer with us. And yes, it's good for the community in this area of town, but it's good for the whole city. And so we'd love for everybody to come and see what God is doing here in Southeast Fort Wayne and tour this building and see what these will do, like Kelly said, generational change and impact in this building.
Well, we're going to follow up on this, too. I want to continue to talk about it. God's doing some big things. So everything you need to know about this open house and about Bridge of Grace Ministries is on my Conversations link right now at star883.com. And thank you, friends, Pastor Javier Mondragon and Kelly Pagnett. We love you guys.